The Gaslight Collective proudly presents Prog Watch, music that tells a story, with your friend and host, Big Tony Rousek, a.k.a. Prog Squatch. Our show opener this week was Disconnected by Queensryche. It comes from their fifth studio album called Promised Land, released way back in 1994. I was listening again to some of their stuff, and there's a lot of really good music there, but I'm shocked when I realize how old some of it is. It seems like only yesterday, and so on and so forth. I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Time flies, so make sure to enjoy yourself. Believe me, my younger friends, all my old friends, well, you already know it. Anyway, welcome to Prog Watch. Big Tony, your host here. And as you might have guessed from our opening track, this week is going to be a bit of a progressive potpourri, and we will hear music spanning five decades. Next, I want to share something new from the Colin Tench camp. Colin has just put the finishing touches on a new album, which will be called Minor Masterpiece, and will feature the talents of the fabulous Peter Jones of Tiger Moth Tales and longtime Joe Walsh drummer Joe Vitale. Colin has shared an advanced track called See How She Runs Through the Fields of Wheat, and I'm going to play it for you now. Now we're on our way.
Are we? great new music from the Call and Tench project with our friend Peter Jones on vocals. That was See How She Runs Through the Fields of Wheat from the forthcoming album Minor Masterpiece. I've been in contact with Colin, and when the new album is ready, I think we will do another chat as we did back on Prog Watch 333. We had a good time. If you missed that one, you can find it in Season 3 at progwatch.com. Next, we'll hear from our friend Rob Reed and his main band Magenta. This is a great tune from the 2004 album 7, and it is called Gluttony.
Scared. Make a note of a passing charm. Leave it full to the end of the line. Facing a new room. See the truth that you don't need him. Turn your back and walk away. Time to start a brand new day.
This house still home, it's just my cage. I've got to break free. To sing and dance, to laugh, to love. But most of all, be me. I've been holding out, but now I'll find a way. Living my life again. Moving on. It's the dawn of my new
Gluttony by Magenta from their 2004 album entitled Seven. Next, let's go back to 1977 and hear a track by one of my favorite artists who has kind of woven in and out of the progressive scene over the years. I'm talking about the great Steve Winwood of Spencer Davis Group, Traffic, and Blind Faith fame. From his first solo album proper, simply called Steve Winwood, this is Lux In.
But number
Lux In by the inimitable Steve Winwood from his first self-titled solo album in 1977.
Oh, yeah.
And from the theme music, you can tell that it's time to check in with our good friend and resident reviewer, Dr. Rob Fisher, for another edition of Progressive Discoveries. This week, Rob is turning us on to a great new album from a project called White Moth, Black Butterfly. Here's Rob. Today we are continuing our series looking at music which is sometimes described as being cinematic, in terms of creating a spirit, a mood, an atmosphere within which to convey ideas, relay a message, or explore experiences. A Tone is the second studio album from White Moth, Black Butterfly, and offers an opulent ambience and luxurious soundscapes, which are lusciously rich and gloriously sumptuous. Man, these are tongue twisters sometimes, you guys. Yet, the seductively embracing charms it offers are built on layer upon layer of pervading textures and enthralling organic contrasts. The arresting cover image of rutting stags shows that the captivating beauty of the world in which we live nevertheless echoes with sounds of brutal ferocity and feral violence. Nature, red in tooth and claw. Much like the world around us, our lives are also a perpetual grappling with shifting tensions and conflicting forces. Power and authority are matched with fragility and vulnerability, love and hope framed against loss and despair, faith and forgiveness mirrored by deception and spite. As a project which seeks to combine contemporary forms of progressive and experimental music, founder Daniel Tompkins, also lead vocalist with UK band Tesseract, believes the new album, quote, represents that very same struggle, end quote. He builds the heart of his captivating album around the mesmerizing caress of some truly spellbinding vocal contrasts between himself and UK singer and lyricist Jordan Turner. Rising Sun, track 2, creates the perfect balance and counterbalance between their two vocal styles. The sensual playfulness of love is captured in the teasing call-and-response relationship, which develops as the song progresses. Now we're going to listen to that song. It's called Rising Sun, from the album Atone, by the project White Moth, Black Butterfly.
Revelation wrong.
willingness to experiment with and explore the boundaries of these expressive contrasts is pushed considerably further in The Sage, track 7, a thrilling and hypnotic celebration of not just vocal styles, but also suggestive creativity. Alongside the sultry smokiness provided by Tompkins and Turner is the introduction of choral and even operatic variety. Vocal dynamism carefully nestles in progressive instrumentalism, with the boundaries either sharply defined or cleverly blurred. So we're going to listen to that song now. It's called The Sage, from the album Atone by White Moth, Black Butterfly.
What if I found the hidden door? Would you run or shy away once more? The pressure that builds inside is real. My heart is torn, but you're not to blame. You've been digging far too long. The scent you leave behind so strong. And certain eyes could do no wrong.
The Sage starkly contrasts the smoothness of the vocals with the accentuated staccato plucking of the Oriental-style strings. In turn, the contrast fades with the introduction and emergence of soaring orchestral strings as they lift the chorus to a climax, which is again mirrored and refined on later tracks on the album. Atone is both gorgeously refreshing and tenderly inspiring. It makes the complex sound so very simple, and in the process, lovingly beguiles the listener with thoughts of happier times where the pace of life gave us time to care more and worry less. Another great voyage of progressive discovery guided by my friend and yours, the Dr. Rob Fisher, who does his fine work for the progressiveaspect.net, progradar.org, and his own site called progressivediscoveries.net. As always, when I post this show to my website, progwatch.com, I will have links for you to read Rob's full review and to find much more of his fine work. Next, let's keep it current with the brand new album by the UK project called Life Signs. Their new album is a very nice listen called Cardington, and from it, this is the title track.
Of time lies a monolith that stares towards the clouds. With the latest in technology, you will find it hidden under secret shrouds. Dimensions incomparable, it's like nothing that we've ever seen before. The onset of rituals, the papers say we really can't ignore. But if we were meant to reach the skies, then surely we'd be given wings to fly. Beauty of the silver beast, a machine that gives a man the means to try. I see nothing but blue. I will wait
just 2 weeks in the sky. This thought will seal his fate. Weather may come. Weather may go. You will be strong. Rain, sleet, and snow. Shadows run free and fill up the sky. Fly, fly, fly to the future. The empire awaits where your destiny lies. Machine.
Cardington by Life Signs from their brand new album of the same name. Now let's back up about 16 years and hear something from our old friend Derek Dick, also known as Fish of original Marillion fame. From his 2001 album Fellini Days, this is The Pilgrim's Address.
You don't know my name, but you could find it if you really cared. Because I pay my taxes and I pay my dues, and all I ask for in return is the truth. Can we just be honest? I've heard that speech is free, so please believe me that this address is sincere. I'm no one special, just a regular guy, but I just can't keep on wondering why that the shells we fired, they now kill our own, and we waste away like shadows in our homes. I fell from blue skies, fought through desert storms. I froze in firefights, I killed someone. I had a father who loved him just like me.
Great track with a very serious message, as true today as when he wrote it. Sadly, that song could have been written at just about any point in human history. Our knowledge and technology continue to advance, but we just don't seem to learn some of the really important things, do we? Anyway, enough editorializing. This is a show about music, and that powerful piece of music we just heard was Fish, with The Pilgrim's Address, from his 2001 album Fellini Days. Now let's lighten things up a little with a great catchy track from The Straubs. This is Lay Down from their 1973 album Bursting at the Seams.
Last
Lay Down by the Straubs from their classic 1973 release, Bursting at the Seams. According to Dave Cousins, there is a new Straubs album called The Ferryman's Curse, which will be released in November. I, for one, am very excited to hear that. Now, let's come back up to more recent years with a great track by the UK band Arena. This is the album closer from their latest release, The Unquiet Sky. It is called Traveler Beware.
Is
Traveler Beware by Clive Nolan, John Mitchell, and their other cohorts in the band Arena. That comes from their most recent album, The Unquiet Sky, which was released in 2015. Word from their camp is that there will be a new album called Double Vision coming soon and a tour in 2018, so watch for that. Well, we are just about out of time for this week. I hope you enjoyed this mix of great music, which spanned 5 decades. So yada yada Facebook, Prog-Watch. Yada yada Twitter, @ProgSquatch. Yada yada email, ProgSquatch@gmail.com. Yada yada website, ProgWatch.com. So, my friends, I will leave you with one more great tune from the new Stephen Wilson album, To the Bone. This one is called Detonation. Prog on, brothers and sisters.
When your ego